السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing very well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah number 159 to ayah number 164. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of our verses, starting from ayah 159. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا وأخذهم الربا وقد نهوا عنه وأكلهم أموال الناس بالباطل وأعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتهم أجرا عظيما إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وآتينا داود زبورا ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك وكلم الله موسى تكليما.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 159 to ayah number 164. And inshallah, for the theory part of our class, we are continuing the new topic that we started last week, which is the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. Tafkhim means heaviness. It means to raise or elevate the root of the tongue in order to make a letter heavy so that the mouth is filled with its echo. And then tarqiq is the opposite of tafkhim. Tarqiq means thinness or lightness. It is the absence of heaviness in pronouncing the letter so that the mouth is not filled with its echo. And we are going to do this by keeping the root of the tongue lowered or in a neutral position. So in the last class, we covered that there are three different types of tafkhim and tarqiq. Number one, there are letters that always have tafkhim, meaning that they are always heavy no matter what. In any situation, in any case, they are always going to be heavy. And these letters are khussa, dakhl, and gilf. The second one that we did were letters that occasionally have tafkhim. So this is going to be letters like alif, lam, and ra. So some of these are heavy and some of these are light. in certain cases, like for example, in the name of Allah, lam is going to be heavy. If it has a fatha or dhamma, if it has kasra, it will be light. So this is one example that sometimes it is going to be heavy based on the situation, and other times it is going to be light. Most of the time though, these letters are considered light letters. We don't consider them letters with tafkhim. They are sometimes heavy and sometimes light, but we do not consider them heavy letters. And the last case is letters that always have tarqiq, meaning that they are always going to be light no matter what. You are never ever going to see them as heavy. And this is going to be all of the remaining letters of the Arabic alphabet. You take out khusadakh, then gil, take out alif lam ra, and then the rest of them are going to be tarqiq letters. Now we learned that letters that have tafkhim are sometimes lighter than other letters that have tafkhim. So they are all heavy. This is very important to note. All letters that have tafkhim are always going to be heavy. They are all heavy, no matter what. But some of these are going to be a little bit heavier than other letters that have tafkhim. And we learned this in the form of a staircase, that you see that each level has its own letter. And as you go higher up the staircase, you start having letters that are heavier and heavier. And at the top four of the staircase, we see these are the letters that are going to have itlabaq. They are going to be extra heavy. And as we learned in the last class, the order of this is going to be from the lightest to the lightest of the heavy letters to the heaviest of the heavy letters. We start with the letter kha. Now, kha is heavy, but when you look at it in comparison to the other letters, it is not as heavy. So we have kha, we have gha, we have qa, dha, sa, dha, and ba. So these are the letters from lightest to heaviest. We have kha, ghain, qaf, dha, sad, dad, and ta at the heaviest. So these are the arrangement of the letters from lightest of the heaviest letters to the heaviest of the heaviest letters. And then here at the four, from the top, we see that these are the letters of itbaq. They are the ones that are extra heavy. So ta, sa, dad, and ta. Now, also when it comes to the levels of tafkhim, we have another classification. So first, we are looking at these letters, and we are looking at the heaviness in terms of the letters. Now we have another muratib tafkhim, which is another ordering of the tafkhim, which is going to be depending on what harakat is on that letter. It's going to tell us how strong or weak that tafkhim or that heaviness is going to be. So this is the second part of this. So first we were doing the letters itself. Some of the letters itself are heavier or lighter than other letters. Now we are looking at the harakah on those letters. And depending on which harakah is on that letter, it is going to sound a little bit heavier or a little bit lighter. Again, it is going to be heavy. With any harakah, these letters will always be heavy. This is what it means to be a letter of tafkhim. It is always going to be heavy no matter what. But in certain harakat, it will be a little bit lighter or a little bit heavier, okay? And just right away, I'm going to give you the ordering of this, and then we will go over and look at examples so you can see and hear exactly the difference between lightness and heaviness, depending on which harakat is on that letter. So I'm going to start with number one, and number one is going to be the heaviest state of the heavy letter, okay? So if it has this haraka or this condition, it is going to be the heaviest, it is going to be the strongest, and this is going to be the highest level or maratib of tafkhim, okay? So the first level that we have is going to be a heavy letter followed by an alif med. Okay, so we're looking for an alif med. We're looking for a heavy letter, and the next letter is going to be an alif med. Okay, this is the first one. Now, for an example, we have the word abusarihim. Now, here we have sad with a fatha followed by alif. So now this is an alif med. So it's a heavy letter followed by alif med. And you can hear that sad is very heavy. Abusarihim. You can hear that heaviness. The mouth feels very full. This is the heaviest level of that tafkhim. So number one, it's going to be a heavy letter with alif med. This is the strongest, the heaviest that a heavy letter can get when it has an alif med. Okay, so number one, you can put alif mad. Number two, this is still very strong, but it is a little bit less than alif mad. And this is going to be a heavy letter with fatha. So for example, another word we're using, it has the same letter, sad. We are going to use sad with a fatha. And the example here is as-sawa'iqi. Now we see sad has a fatha. This is a heavy letter with a fatha. And it is heavy. It is very heavy. But when you compare it to the alif mad, it's not as heavy. Okay, let's listen to that difference. Ab-sawarihim as-sawa'iqi. Now you can hear it's a very subtle difference. And although it is still heavy, saw and saw. You can hear that both of them are heavy. That alif mad is a little bit heavier than the fatha. So we have أَبْصَارِهِمْ for alif mad. And for صَاد with a fatha, الصَّوَارِكِ. So it is still quite heavy. But this is going to be at number two. So a letter, heavy letter with fatha is going to be number two as the second heaviest. Now for third heaviest, we have a heavy letter with ضَمَّة. And صَاد with a ضَمَّة. For example, in the word مُخْلِصُونَ. Now صَاد is still heavy. مُخْلِصُونَ. مخلصون. Now you hear صاد is still heavy. Now compare سو to صاد. صاد, سو. Now you can hear that صاد is quite a little bit heavier than سو, but it is still heavy. So heavy letter with ضمة is going to be number three. Number four, we have a heavy letter with سكون. And this one is not as heavy. أصحابو. Now you can hear it's still heavy, not quite as heavy. Ashabu. And then the last one is going to be a heavy letter with kasra, sui. As-sirata. As-sirata. Now you can hear that sui is still heavy. It is not as heavy, for example, as sa. Sa. Sui. Now you can hear there is a little bit difference in the heaviness. Now this is a very subtle difference. And a lot of the times, unconsciously, we are doing this according to the ranking, that we already kind of know that it is heaviest or it is lightest, and we don't have to unconsciously do anything for it. We are already reading it in the correct order, but this is just for your information. For the sake of learning tajweed, we are learning this ranking. So let's look at it one more time, from the heaviest to the lightest. The heaviest is going to be heavy letter with alif mad. Second, heavy letter with fatha. Third, heavy letter with dhamma. Fourth, heavy letter with sukun. And fifth, heavy letter with kasra. So let's look at this. We have alif mad, fatha, dhamma, sukun, and kasra. This is the ordering. Please remember this. We have alif mad, fatha, dhamma, sukun, and kasra. And kasra is going to be the lightest state. Alif mad is going to be the heaviest state. Now I'm just going to say the letters sad, and I'm going to say it with all of these different levels. So we have first sa, second sa, third su, fourth s, fifth si. Now you can kind of hear that it is going from heaviest to lightest. Sa, si, sa, si. So even though it is quite heavy, you still kind of hear that difference, that as you go down the rankings, the letter becomes a little bit lighter. It is still heavy. Again, it is always going to be heavy. It is just a little bit lighter in comparison to the other ones. Okay, so inshallah, in the next class, we will go back to this. We'll review it one more time because it is a little bit difficult and there is like a lot of things to memorize. Just really quickly, we'll do a quick review, and the next class, we'll go back to this as well. So first we did letters that always have tafkhim. These are also arranged from weakest to strongest. And this arrangement was from the letter kha, kha, ghain, qaf, dha, sad, dad, dha. So this is the arrangement of the letters from the weakest to the strongest. Then we have maratib at-tafkhim, or the levels of tafkhim from the haraka. Okay, so we have alif mad, we have fatha, dhamma, sukun, and kasra. And this is from the heaviest to the lightest. Okay, alif mad is the heaviest. Then we have fatha at number two, Dhamma at number 3, Sukun at number 4, and Kasra at number 5. Okay, so this is the second level of tafkhim. This is the second way that we can characterize the heaviness of a letter. So first we look at the letter itself, and then we look at the levels of tafkhim, and then we're going to arrange them based on both of those things. So we have the letter itself, and then we have the haraka that letter has, and this is going to tell us exactly how heavy or light a letter is going to be. Okay, but in both of these cases, remember, khussa, dakhlin, kith will always be heavy. These are the permanently heavy letters. They will always, always, always be heavy. All we are doing is arranging them from the heaviest of the heavy to the lightest of the heavy. But even when I say the lightest, I don't mean that this is a light letter now. It is still always going to be heavy. Now, inshallah, in the next class, we will definitely come back to this, and then we'll do a quick review because, again, it is quite a bit to memorize. For now, inshallah, let's move on to the analysis of our verses, starting from Ayah 159. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ. Here in لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ, we have Hamza. This is going to have a little bit of a jerking sound, so just give it a little bit of that jerk. لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ. Qabala, qaf is going to be heavy, ba is a letter of qalqala, mawtih. Here, because I am stopping, I'm going to give a little bit of hams on the ha, and I'm going to make sure that you can kind of hear a little bit of that air, so I'm not dropping that ha. Mawtih. Wa yawm al-qiyamati, qaf is going to be heavy. Yakunu alayhim shahida, shahida is going to be a two-count mandil iwad. فَبِظُلْمٍ ضَا is going to be heavy. مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا. رَا in this case is heavy. عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ. طَا is going to be heavy. أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ. صَاد is going to be heavy. عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is light. كَثِيرًا. رَا is going to be heavy. And this is a two count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. وَأَخْدِهِمْ. Qa is going to be heavy. Arriba, ra is light. Waqad, qaf is heavy. Dal has qalqala. Nuhu anhu wa aklihim amwala nasi bil batil. Ta is going to be heavy. Wa'a'tadana lil kafirina, ra in this case is light. Minhum azaban alima. Here we end on a two count madil iwad. Lakin ar-rasikhun, ra is going to be heavy. Kha is heavy. Fil ilmi minhum wal mu'minuna. Hamza here is going to have jahar and shadda. So make sure that you are giving it a little bit of jerk. Yu'minuna, again from the throat, just give it a little bit of that jerkiness. Bima, this is a four-count med. Unzila ilayka wama, this is a four-count med. Unzila min qablik, qaf is going to be heavy, ba is going to have qalqala. Walmuqimina, qaf is going to be heavy. Al-salat, sad is heavy. Walmu'tuna, hamza here is going to have jahar. Az-zaka. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is light. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. خَا is heavy. رَا is light. أُولَٰئِكَ. This is a four-count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. سَنُؤْتِهِمْ. Hamza is going to have jahar. أَجَرًا. رَا is going to be heavy. Jim is going to have قَلْقَلَ. عَظِيمَ. ضَا is heavy. We end here on a two-count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. Inna, this is a four-count med. Awhayna, this is a four-count med. Ilayka kama, this is a four-count med. Awhayna, again, this is a four-count med. Ila nuhin wa nabiyina min ba'dih. Again, here at biha, give it a little bit of hams from the throat. Wa awhayna, four-count med. Ila, four-count med. Ibrahim, ra is heavy, ba has qalqala. Wa Ismail, wa ishaqa, qaf is heavy. Wa ya'quba, qaf is going to be heavy. Wal asbati, ta is heavy. Wa isa, wa ayyub. Wa yunus, wa harun, ra here is going to be heavy. Wa sulayman, wa atayna dawuda zabura, ra here is going to be heavy, and it is a two count madil iwad. Wa rusulan, ra is going to be heavy. Qad, qaf is heavy, dal has qalqala. Qasasna, qaf is heavy, sad is heavy, and the second sad is heavy as well. Alayka min qablu, qaf is heavy, ba is going to have qalqala. Wa rusulan, ra is going to be heavy. Lam naqsushum, qaf is heavy, sad is heavy, the second sad is heavy, alayk. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. Name of Allah here is heavy. مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Here this is going to be a two-count مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, Ayah 159 to 164. So we're going to stop here. And then in the next class, we will continue from this ayah. And then also we will do a review of the levels of tafkhim that we did in this class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.